Well, this weekend, I guess I could say we sort of had an extraordinary weekend at St. Rose, except I don't know if it's really all that extraordinary at St. Rose. We have, it seems like almost every weekend is an extraordinary weekend, to tell you the truth. But this weekend, we had this sort of running together of two very beautiful celebrations. Today, of course, we celebrate the third Sunday of Advent, which is the Rejoice Sunday of Advent, Gaudete in Latin. I hope you noticed, it's the very first word of the Mass in the introit, to rejoice. And that's the reason why we have these lighter vestments, the rose color rather than the purple, in the midst of this season. And it ties in a very beautiful way with the celebration we had here yesterday of the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which of course is a beautiful feast in its own right, and of course particularly dear to people, especially from Mexico, but from all of the Americas. Our Lady of Guadalupe is the patroness of all of the Americas. And the beauty of the display, I hope everyone has noticed, the Our Lady of Guadalupe there is just absolutely stunningly beautiful. And the combination of just of these two feasts, of this Gaudete Sunday, this Rejoice Sunday, where we wear rose vestments and all these astonishing roses, because that's a part of the whole story of Guadalupe, you know, that that the sign that Juan Diego, St. Juan Diego, thought he was giving to the Bishop of Mexico City were these beautiful roses that were blooming in the middle of the winter. That's what he gathered up in his tilma to take to the bishop as the sign. Of course, nobody paid much attention to the roses once he dropped his tilma, and that image was And so I was been reading a really lovely book, sort of putting these two things together about rejoicing. Sister Catherine Marie, last year, I think, sometime gave me a beautiful book of writings by Mother Mary Frances. She was a poor Clare abbess, and of all places, Roswell, New Mexico. But she was a very, very profoundly spiritual person. This beautiful, and they're all about the Blessed Mother in some way, these particular writings. Most of them about different titles of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Litany of Loreto. And in this, I was reading about one, though, there was one in there, she was writing about the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And I came across this prayer. One of the titles, of course, in the Litany of Loreto is that the Blessed Virgin Mary is the cause of our joy. The cause of our joy. And I thought, we got this Rejoice Sunday right up against the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. That's the name of this book, by the way. Cause of Our Joy. And I thought, and of course she is. How is she the cause of our joy? Well, she brings us Jesus. And that is, he is our joy. You know, when she goes on the visitation to visit Elizabeth, it says that the baby, John the Baptist, leaps in her womb, recognizing the presence of Christ. But I was reading in this, but I thought, oh, I'm going to read the passage about the little section about Our Lady of Guadalupe. And it started with a prayer that St. Pius X wrote to Our Lady of Guadalupe. And this is the prayer. Our Lady of Guadalupe, mystical rose. That's another one of the titles of Mary in the Litany of Loreto. And I thought rather appropriate for this day and for our parish too, don't you think? Our Lady of Guadalupe, mystical rose, make intercession for the Holy Church. Protect the sovereign pontiff. He's wanting him to pray for him. Did you notice that? Help all those who invoke thee in their necessities. And since thou art ever Virgin Mary and Mother of the true God, obtain for us from thy most holy Son four things. The grace of keeping the faith. sweet hope in the midst of the bitterness of life, burning charity, and the precious gift of final perseverance. The Pope actually is asking the Blessed Mother to pray for us, to gain for us from her Son, basically the virtues of faith, hope, and charity, and final perseverance. But the way that Pope St. Pius X describes these gifts is really beautiful. The wording is so beautiful. First of all, he says, the grace of keeping our faith. Well, how do we keep our faith? Well, I think, again, the Blessed Mother is a great example of that for us. I think we keep our faith mainly by trying to live, to believe, and to live our faith more than trying to understand it. The Blessed Virgin Mary is a wonderful example of this. You know, at the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel came to her and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." And when Gabriel says it, Mary stops and goes, "You know, I'm not quite sure what these words signify. Full of grace. What does that signify?" That's basically what she says. But nevertheless, she says, "I am the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word." She believes, even though she doesn't really understand. That's the way to keep your faith, to put believing first. So the grace of keeping our faith, the sweet hope in the midst of the bitterness of life. I thought that was, again, particularly apt for these days. I think a lot of people are maybe experiencing in one way or another, in different, you know, either their own personal things they're going through or just the situation of the world that we're in, sort of the bitterness of life. And I love the contrast there. The bitterness of life and the sweet hope. Obtain for us sweet hope. And again, I had to reflect on how that actually is embodied for us most perfectly in the Blessed Virgin Mary. You know, and again, another one of these beautiful prayers of that we say to the Blessed Virgin, the Salve Regina, the Hail Holy Queen. How does it end? Our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So she really, in a sense, embodies that sweet hope that we ask for, especially in the bitterness of life. Third, so we've got faith, hope, preserving our faith, having sweet hope, charity, but not just any old charity, burning charity. I loved it. I was trying to give this homily in Spanish, and in Spanish, it's caridad ardiente. Isn't that great? Ardiente. Burning charity. And again, I thought of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the Visitation. You know, it said when she heard about her cousin Elizabeth, you know, also against, you know, miraculously being with child, that it says she set out to go visit her, but not just set out to go, set out in haste to visit her. Presurosa in Spanish, in haste, burning charity, charity that gets you up off the couch, okay, and gets you to do something, burning charity. And then the precious gift of final perseverance. Well, you know, dang, if the Blessed Virgin Mary isn't right in the middle of this one too. Again, with one of those famous prayers to her. This one, the most famous prayer to her, the Hail Mary. Because when we get to the very end of the Hail Mary, what do we pray for? Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. That's final perseverance. Pray for us that we stay faithful and have sweet hope and burning charity right up to the end. And this beautiful prayer reminds us that that is a gift of God. You can't earn it or store it up or say, okay, I'm good. No, we're not good till we get there. That's why we ask the Blessed Mother again and again and again, now and at the hour of our death, now and at the hour of our death, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. That gift of final perseverance. But it's not just a gift. It is a gift. And that's pretty special. But a precious gift. Again, I love the spec. Precioso. El don precioso. Precious gift of final perseverance. To make it right up to the very end in faith. Preserving our faith right to the end. Encouraged and strengthened by the sweet hope in the midst of the bitterness of life, and set aflame by burning charity, that love of God and love of neighbor for the love of God. Again, and I reflected at the beginning of that prayer, Our Lady of Guadalupe, mystical rose. And of course, that brought to mind our wonderful heavenly patroness, Rose of Lima, and the beautiful roses that are all over the place in this church, that share in her beauty, in the beauty of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mystical rose, who really is indeed the cause of our joy.